Good morning from the WRAL Newsroom. I'm Michelle McConaughey. It is Monday, May 6th. And for your weather today, a quiet start by the late afternoon and evening. We are likely to see some scattered showers and storms. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s. And hundreds of faculty and staff at UNC are calling for amnesty for students after last week's police action toward pro-Palestinian protesters on campus. More than 500 employees signed a petition. Officers cleared an encampment on the quad last Tuesday. 36 people were detained. 13 of them were students and faculty members that are calling on the UNC administration, requesting amnesty for all students who were detained and suspended last week. The faculty members plan to deliver the letter later this afternoon in Peace and Justice Plaza. And today, a Smithfield man accused of causing a school bus crash in Johnston County that injured several students is due in court. 30-year-old Trevor Grice faces felony hit and run and other charges after authorities say he hit a bus with his car on Friday. 13 children were on board. 8 had to be taken to the hospital. Troopers say Grice was driving with a revoked license at the time. And the Carolina Hurricanes will be looking to rebound in Game 2 of their series with the New York Rangers tomorrow night. The Canes find themselves in an early hole in the series after a 4-3 loss in Game 1 on Sunday afternoon. The Canes scored a goal with less than 2 minutes left in the game, but they were unable to get the tying goal before time ran out. Game 2 will start at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in New York at Madison Square Garden. And for more news and weather, you can head to our website, WRAL.com. Have a great Monday.